allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Well, we'll call our meeting. It's July 10th, 2017. First thing on the agenda is Nathan.
Evening, ladies and gentlemen. First, quickly, I have two transfer requests totaling $3,000, both out of my marketing fund, $2,002 part-time help and $1,002 advertising on the part-time help. With last year's budget, because Kristen, this is here, she went full-time, with this year's budget, we had a little bit of mix-up, and I ended up having enough money pay her full-time and what she would have been paid part-time. We trimmed that down to keep enough for the summer interns we were having, and I just trimmed it down too far. For next year's budget, I've made that correction as we're seeing what use we can actually get out of the interns. I will tell you, this year we're doing a better job with them than we did last year. You know, last year it was me with a part-time assistant and two interns, and the first time we had interns. This year with Kristen full-time, and with some of the additional work we have taken on, we are, especially with the one who was here last year and is in a second year, with the first year, the other one, maybe we're not getting it 100% of what we could have all the time. We're working on that, but with Jessica, who has been through it once before, we've gotten a lot of really good use out of her, just from between, like I said, the extra projects we've been taking on and having been through the learning curve. And so I've been looking out toward the end of summer, and we're going to end up a little bit shy without the transfer. And with advertising, for a couple of years, that had gotten up to about $5,000 a year, I think, and I've been bringing it down, and we just brought it down a little bit too much this year for some of the things that we did not foresee coming. We've been really working, especially to push farmers market, which is something that the CDC has always planned. Eventually, we're going to put on training wheels and be more and more freestanding as it grows. But this year we've just had more costs with that than I had expected we would have. As we've been, especially because now we're doing it in two communities in the county instead of just one, so we've doubled what we need to be doing to get the word out.
I'll make a motion to accept the training services presented.
I'll second the motion.
Yeah, motion and second to accept the transfers as presented. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you. I'm going to pass this out. The only other thing, as we're getting into the heart of budget season, you have heard me go on and on in the past about how much CDIT money, now special or lit ED money, goes toward the jail, as opposed to being freed up for economic development. And just before I get in, I'm going to refer to the former CDIT fund as my fund. I know it is not mine, it is the county's, but so I don't have to use 17 syllables every time I'm trying to do. So every year, the jail lease payment is paid out of two funds, my fund and 1185, the jail lease rental, and it's split 50-50. This year it was 258,500. I actually made a typo in this, I just realized it's 500, not 200, but it's split 258,500 out of my fund and out of the jail lease fund. The jail lease fund is part property taxes, part excise taxes, and part financial institutions tax. As you'll see in the far right column, and now that number might be off just a little bit because of my typo, but over the last several years, that 1185 fund has accumulated a significant surplus. It's up to $250,000 at the end of last year, and at the end of this year, it will be beyond $300,000. What I propose to Mike and Jay and to our commissioners when at an executive session with the commissioners with a potential prospect in this proposed West Side Industrial Park is that so that we could free up a little more CDIT for investment in that project if we move forward, that next year we look at the possibility of shifting the burden of the jail payment. So instead of 50-50, we might do like 80 or 90 out of the lease fund and then the remainder out of my fund. Because eventually this is going to be a fund that no longer has a purpose once the lease is paid off in 2021. I've used the same number as this year for the payments because I have not gotten a hold of the actual payment schedule yet for each year, because it's never exactly the same. As you can see, it's ranged from 264.5 down to 258. 520 was an issue in the auditor's office where there was some confusion with one of the deputies, as she explained to me. But I've worked it out through 2020, and you'll see that we get one settlement in June in that jail lease fund. Payment is made out of that after that, and then comes in later. So I hypothetically I've banked it in so that there's always enough for that first payment and then the second payment. And anything after 2018 budget is up in the air, but 2017, 2018 is now when we're getting closer and closer with some potential tenants for this park. And if it is something that we end up wanting to commit to, we are going to have to pay for it. And I saw this as a way where we would free up significant amount of money in my fund, and just work towards zeroing out this jail fund now instead of transferring it all at the end of this period. Might do it again at a different amount in 2019. We might just make it a one-time thing. We might not do it all, but I thought that this would be a good way to tap some funds that are otherwise just going to be sitting in an account doing nothing until 2021, 2022. Whereas we could invest them in a project that might, over the course of the years, if we get development, generate new income for the county. I presented this formally to the commissioners last week. They heard it. They didn't offer anything. If you guys want to chime in anything right now about it, I will certainly welcome that. I don't know if we've had much time to digest it, but... But this is one of those budgets that is prepared, I think, by the commissioners and Laura and Brink, as opposed to by a department head. So I thought I might run this by you and see what you thought.
So in 2017, there's 323.
At the end of this year, there will be.
There's that much money extra.
Yep. Now, part of that will be spent next year because the payment will be made before the second 2018 settlement, but that second settlement in December will make up for what has been spent. So effectively, yeah, there's going to be at the end of this year about $320,000 surplus that we have not spent.
So it's went up like $60,000, $70,000, $80,000.
You can see in that second to last column, that surplus percentage, it went from a 4.5% surplus, 4.5% net revenue in 2011 to almost 30% this year. And I don't know how much of that is increases in property values, changes in tax rates, et cetera.
Doesn't all this money come from income taxes? No.
This one is property taxes, financial institutions taxes, and excise.
Oh, okay.
It's the jail operations and maintenance that comes from income tax. The lease is out of this fund. And
where do these come from, you say?
I believe it's some property taxes. There's a jail lease property percentage built into there. The FIT, or financial institutions tax, and CVA, the commercial vehicle excise tax. I assume that those latter two are going to continue to exist once the jail lease has been paid off. I don't know if that jail property tax component, if that phases out or if it just shifts to part of general property taxes at that point. But either way, that is my understanding from conversations with deputy auditors, how it's funded.
Okay.
So I just figured that, going into budgets, I'd plant that seed and then you and the commission and county and auditor want to do something about it, great. If not, that's your prerogative. But I thought trying to make some sense of that.
All right. I understand what you're showing that. So.
That's all I have unless I need you.
Hey, but thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good, sure.
back, which is fine. It's called me Mike, right?
I know.
You won't, yeah. I just drove
had to bite my tongue there.
Yeah, all right. I just drove in from Canada, so I think I'm here asking for something for Superior Court, right?
For both. You asked the county council for transfers.
Okay, transfers.
I mean, you asked the commissioners for these transfers.
Yes,
if you'd like to
that's speak. Correct.
And then you also have Superior.
Superior Court, yeah.
Yes.
So transfers, we're transferring some from a lines we don't think will utilize fully to examination of prisoners. Examination of prisoners was a huge doctor bill for, I think, a defendant in a murder case, or examination in that case is now, I believe, concluded on a guilty plea. So that's just covering substantial doctor's bills. So.
Got a motion? How about a second?
Second.
I got a motion and a second to approve the transfers for Judge Sherr. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Now, on Superior Court, the ladies told me Judge Moore has been monitored. Judge Blankenship set up where you have a public defender, and a public defender is only allowed to work on so many types of cases so much during the year. He hired Ballard out of Knox. Judge Morton tells me Ballard is at the end of his hourly stuff that's allowed. Morton's suggesting a second public defender is a court. You know, that's probably a question for the new judge, but if we don't have a new judge today, then it's going to be at least 2 weeks, I'm told, before they can actually appear on the scene. So that will be after budget time. So, but this is to cover current expenses and some more, because Murphy tells me his filings are up terrifically on criminal law, and a lot of it's in Superior Court. So I don't doubt that. He's been telling me his filings are way up, and so that's where the money's going, defending criminal defendants with who are indigent. So I go, I know they're out of money in that line, and so I said I would bring it to your attention. They want an additional. And since I'm Superior Court judge too, and Morton didn't come tonight, so that's fine.
We need a motion for the additional.
So where do we move this money from to like cover
your
these costs? Fund.
Wherever you move from additionals, right? You have county general. It's an additional out of county general. Right. You have to have,
we have money in county general set aside to be able to cover stuff like this.
Okay. We'll have to advertise all additional.
Yes, yeah. We do. As we understand that. So they'll probably be submitting bills in a red aspect.
I move to approve the advertising funds for these funds.
I'll be honest with you, this isn't going to get it to the end of the day.
I'll second the motion.
Now, a motion and a second to advertise for the additionals for the courts. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Some concerned citizen approached me about the condition of the court room being overly dangerous. I want to tell you they came in Friday. I was going Friday and today to Canada. And maintenance came in, knocked down, I think, all the hanging pieces. I'm still going to block off the far side just to be safe that the courtroom will be open. I mean, I don't think there's anything we can do right now about the carpet. I mean, I've had maintenance look at that. That's on his, going to be in his budget for next year to completely do that. We're going to have to make it ADA compliant. You were talking about funds and money earlier. You know, I don't know what you're facing with the courthouse. Now, it's going to be a terrific amount to redo the courtroom. And, you know, you're probably talking $500,000 in the courthouse at a minimum, right? Just to get it going. So that's my budget. But, you know, we'll do that. And another thing, the sheriff said he was not going to put in his budget for courthouse security next year. I'll put something in mine unless the commissioners want to tackle security on their own in their own budget. But I'll just put a line in for security. That way, if you want to cut it out and say commissioners really ought to do security, then, you know, that's fine with me, but I'll have something there. So, but I commend maintenance. I mean, I met with him, and they came in and knocked it all down and cleaned it all up, and there's no hanging paint or anything that I think jeopardizes the public. But the carpet is pulled. You can't stretch it, I guess. You can't really take it up. It's glued down. it's going to be a mess until next year. So just wanted to let you know they're on it. We're on it. Trying to deal with public safety because I had a citizen raise the issue. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we're back to old business, the matrix, current in 2018. So, you got anything?
Sure.
Oh, I see. You're way under there. They don't even have you a time. Get up here.
I'm always last, and that's fine.
I'm sorry.
I always enjoy sitting with you guys.
Yeah, I didn't see the time, so I'm going to put my glasses on.
Oh, boy. I brought mine today because Kenny's always making fun. But I was supposed to get this to you July 1st. This is the commissary report. I think there's one there. Cool.
You selling inmate tablets over there?
We don't do that. We're looking at it, but we don't do it yet. Did you say sell them?
Yeah.
No.
Random or whatever.
There's a company that does that, and it's video visitation, and we've talked to them a few times, and we haven't decided either way whether we want to do that. The commissary money comes from the stuff we sell to inmates. It's candy bars, pop, just about anything.
Nobody donates?
No, they don't donate.
No donation?
No, I'll give you another. I'll give you one at the end of the year. The law says I can give you one July 1st at the end of the year. Over in there, but I think I've got some transfers somewhere. There it is.
What's commissary commissions? Is that your candy bars and stuff like that, or?
Where are you looking at?
The second line, or the second thing on there, the 34,000.
Yeah. And that all, more inmates in the jail to hire the commissary fund. Exactly what happens there. Before I get to the transfers, we're another step closer to the federal inmates. Chris couldn't say this to you guys because he didn't know it, but it just all started kind of getting finalized late Friday and today. We negotiated with the federal government. We both agreed on a price. It's $51 to house an inmate. They pay $18 to transport inmates, and then they'll pay 17 cents a mile when we transport. Most of these guys are coming from out of the county area, or you know, they were being housed there, and they're coming out of that federal court system over there. So we'll have to, the federal government requires two jailers to transport an inmate, and they pay from the time they leave the door here till they come back in the door, and then they'll, of course, pay whatever the mileage is over there and back. Some of the things that I got to work out with Laura and whoever that, I guess, entails, I think it would be Laura with as far as pay, is that we pay our full-time people 15 something an hour, so I don't want to hire two guys and pay them $18 an hour, or gals, whatever it winds up being, and paying part-time people 18 bucks an hour just to transport. What I'd like to be able to do is have the part-time people come in and fill in the jail, and these guys that are transporting that are our full-time people make that 18 bucks an hour. So I know there's going to be some issues with right stuff and how that all works out, but surely that's something we can work out. But I just want to give you a heads up on that. We're looking at if we get, we told them originally 20 because we were housing some for Howard County, And the same old deal, it rains, the pores, whatever, ain't still kind of thing. There for a while, it couldn't, I don't know that anybody needed a jail space. They'd call all the time, but nobody would take us up on it. Well, you know, Howard County, we've been housing for them. They're kind of weeding, taking their people back. Fulton County just called, wanted to house 15, but I soon get these federal people in here. They pay 51, the state bid is 35. So we're almost, you know, pretty close to doubling our money with these federal guys. If we get 25, it's a 3-year contract we would sign. They wanted to send 30. We told them 20, and now we could take 25 pretty easily, I think. So if we get to 25, you know, you're talking almost $1.5 million in housing fees, because it's $51 a day times 25, and you guys can do the math as easy as I did, and it comes up to almost $1.5 million in 3 years. That money all goes to you guys. My benefit is the commissary fund, so that's what's going on with the federal inmates. And
do they take them back to Fort Wayne when they let them loose, or you just let them out the door?
These are people that are in, you know, we won't be holding somebody that's really sentenced. These are the people that are being held. They violated probation and all that stuff. Yeah, we don't turn loose here. They go back to Fort Wayne.
Okay.
Or wherever.
Yeah,
they could be from. So I think that's all I had on that. And then all I got left is my transfers. This is all for overtime. And, you know, Murphy's busy because the deputies are busy. And, you know, we're transferring from all those funds into the deputy overtime. And then that second transfer down there, that's all for vehicle repairs. And that's not all, you know, crashes or breakdowns. We you know, bought the jail van, and with you guys' blessing, I bought the jail van and that other truck, borrowed the money. Well, I didn't figure in the lights and all that, so that's where this money, some of that's repairs on that. Some of it's crashes, and some of it is we've got the two bottom cars I hope to get replaced in this year's budget. They're almost 100, one's 160 and one's 150,000, so they've been some problems with those. So that's what the transfers are for.
I'll make a motion to approve the transfers as presented by the sheriff.
Second.
We got a motion and a second to approve the transfers as presented from the sheriff. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried. That was easy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judge.
Now we'll go to the matrix.
Well, I can say that Alex and I have not had a chance to meet. I've been really busy over at work. Did we find out anything as far as salary ordinance or anything like that, changing things to a year later, anniversary date? We discussed about the anniversary date, change in pay when it comes to the...
It can be done.
Can be done. No worries with the ordinance, salary ordinance?
I think wasn't the question on the budget and how to budget it if we change in the anniversary date, but I think if everyone knows, I don't think there's going to be an issue with that.
I don't think there's that many people that bump up all at the same time, or, you know, we did the biggest chunk when we first, you know, developed it. So we could take a closer look at that.
I kind of wondered, because I'm new to this, at what point in time does the matrix fall within the budget? Do you do the matrix and have it approved before you go into the budget hearings, or do you do the budget hearings and then approve the matrix?
Well, from what I understood, the matrix is as stands, and that's how you determine your wages. So when someone, throughout this whole year, once it was developed, when anyone was hired, they would refer to the matrix for what the starting wage would be based on that year of experience or years of experience. Would everybody agree with that?
Yeah.
So it wasn't something that had to be, I think, is it just annually that it has, has to be approved as the salary ordinance, I suppose, correct? That's what we did when you guys did the 90% or whatever you did, it was yearly.
What we try to do is, I know Carrie tries to, because she'll go and look, all right, who's going to bump up this year, what are they going to make, this is how much money she needs for, you know, each person's salary to make it through the year. And then she goes, you know, all right, so that bumps them up there, so then when they get their overtime, you got to bump that at the time. So I know she does all that. That's how she does it anyways for us.
Yeah, if we were going, if you're going to do it on anniversary date, that's how you'd have to do. Each department would have to go in and look at each employee, look at what their seniority date is. If they're going to have a salary change, if they are, then they would have to figure out to incur that amount of, to budget that amount into their salary ordinance so you could pay out of it.
Because the way I understand the salary ordinance with, you know, Laura and I haven't talked about it, but with Sheila was, you know, that's almost like it's to the penny, it seems like, that, that ordinance is.
I know we had conversations about that when I was commissioner, about the fact that if there was money left over in the salary ordinance, it was owed to the employee and this and that and all, because that is what they're supposed to get paid. So if it, you know, you divided whatever that number is by, you know, 26 pay periods, and even if it didn't work out to their math, there was questions about that. You probably remember that, Mike, don't you, when we used to...
Yeah, like hourly it wouldn't be so much, but salary people would.
Right.
I'm sure that's all changed.
That's why we changed everything to, or changed so many of them to the hourly and did away with so much of the salary and all, so you could figure out the budget, and then it didn't matter. If there was leftover money, well, there's leftover money.
So I think just like we did last time, it would probably be a good idea for Alex and I to meet with you, Laura, just to sit down and look at that before budget, just to make sure. Would you guys agree on that and be okay with that?
Yeah, I would think so, yes.
Is that okay, Alex?
Oh, that's terrific.
Okay.
When are we going to have our budget hearings?
That's my next question.
I know.
You guys are experienced. You tell me.
Well, we usually sit there. It takes a couple days, you know. And
does it take a couple
days? Yeah, we usually sit aside 2 days. And
2 days.
And it's all during the day, like from 8 to 5. And
I know last year I sat on it.
All
of us were there?
Well, I was for both days.
Laura, did you say that there was someone who was coming?
Everybody could be here.
Right.
The DLGF comes on the 16th, 17th, and 18th and does workshops for everyone in the county. So they'll do workshops with the schools and with the towns and with the, you know, they kind of cover everybody. And I go in on the last day, which is Friday.
That's in August, you said?
That's August, 16th, 17th, and 18th. And they recommended, it's not a have to, but they just recommended that we wait to do the budget hearings until after that workshop, which is okay by me because I know that.
When do our budgets have to be turned into the state?
Is that, you guys normally do your budgets like in July?
Or, we do, but again.
End of July?
When are they actually due to the state?
I was thinking November 2nd, but take that with a grain of salt. I'd have to go back and look at my paperwork.
Oh, was it August? Oh, somebody's got to take it.
And I was thinking that's what it was. I might be October 22nd. I better look before I... Can I send you an email on that?
Yeah.
I think, Laura, the meetings that the council generally has, those 2 days, you're talking about somewhere around the 20th of August.
Okay, so it would be just the following week after those workshops then.
If that would work out for you, that's...
I think as soon as that workshop's over, we should be thinking about it because, you know, that takes a long time. And okay. If it ends up being, you know, several hundred thousand dollars short, sometimes it's pretty bad. You know, you really got to chop it.
And Laura, what they did in the past was split up, like, have 7 or 8 departments on one day. Some of the smaller ones you can
schedule them in.
Set all the department heads a notice that says, here's the date, you know, the date and time. And like I said, if they're smaller, soil and water, some of them that don't have the larger budgets, then you could fit more of those in one day and have the larger ones like the sheriff's office and commissioners and a few of the bigger ones, highway, have them on a separate day.
Okay.
You don't put as many together with the bigger departments.
Have we got copies of the budget from, like, what was the 2017 budget and stuff, so we can get them to look at them ahead of time?
Yes, and I am, the departments are currently turning in their 2018 budget requests now. I don't have them all, but they have a deadline of the 15th. So the end of this week, I should have all of them, except probably the commissioners, which we haven't discussed what we're doing, how we're doing theirs. So I should have all of them by the end of the week. When I get that, it will have 2018 requests, 2017 what they received, and 2016. So you'll have 2016, 2017, and what's requested for 2018. So once I get all of those in, I will send you a scanned copy of them for you, so you can look them over and study them and see. So the Monday following the workshops would be the 21st. Do you want to schedule hearings on Monday the 21st?
When's the workshop?
16th through the 18th.
But what day
Wednesday
should we go? What day are you going?
I will be, she has me scheduled for Friday.
So
now I don't know, do you normally sit in on the workshops with the DLGF?
No.
Okay. But if you want to, I'm sure you can.
Well, if you want me to, I can.
18th?
What time?
I think it's like 1 o'clock.
Okay.
So you're looking at Monday the 21st and Tuesday the 22nd?
Yes, or any day that week would be fine.
Does anybody have any preferences? Days that are better?
I will be gone the 23rd and 24th.
So you should make it on those days.
Monday, Tuesday, or the next week. Well, yeah, unless you don't want me there.
So 21st and 22nd work better for you?
Mm-hmm.
Those two were good for me. Yeah.
That's commissioner meetings the 21st.
We don't
meet. I don't know. Is that a night though, or they have them during the day nowadays?
That's a Monday morning meeting.
That'd be a Monday morning.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yep. I thought
they were morning. Yeah, you're right. Would you want to hold off until the 28th and 29th then? Monday the 28th? Or we could just do a. When they get done, start at 10 o'clock on the 22nd or the 21st. They should be done by 10 o'clock. You know, you have a drink before.
I'll say, I think 28th and 29th.
That's pushing back a week for you to get everything done.
Yeah. Set up the 22nd, 23rd. Hinkle, you don't have to be there. You go the first day and then the second day. Is that all right?
Works for me.
Heck, I'm sure somebody else will miss it too.
And I'll say, because like
seven of us, there's a reason.
I mean, that's going to be, that'll be tough for me because I'll have to schedule to come up with a one-day job for Monday. It'll be difficult, but I'll see what I can do.
Hold on with the 21st and 22nd. Oh, because of the meeting.
Commissioner meeting.
Do it in the middle of the week is tough on me. Either the first of the week or the end of the week.
What time are they going to start?
They cancel due budget sessions.
What time will it start?
The sooner the better.
8 a.m.?
8 a.m.
You ready to go with 22nd, 23rd?
Yeah. Does the auditor provide donuts?
No.
Okay. Coffee and donuts. So we we have it the 22nd and 23rd, starting at 8 a.m. Both days go until 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock?
I think until 4.
Yeah, because most of the people have been off.
Right.
Okay, 8 to 4. Do you break for lunch?
Good hour.
Schedule lunch in.
Probably
say an hour, but we didn't.
Get so much time off. Short days.
I think it's usually around 2 o'clock.
You guys schedule it. Do you schedule for lunch in here?
For an hour.
We're
going to bring it for me.
Yeah, I'm bringing lunch. Better love the vegan menu, right? I have a curry.
Bring my dogs.
Any other any public comment?
We have the minutes to approve.
Oh, God.
We've got two sets of minutes. We've got the joint commissioners council meeting.
Everybody get a chance to read the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
One second.
I got a motion second to approve the minutes as presented. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any more, Laura?
Do we need to address this library board?
Oh, yes.
Sure.
I'm sorry. I forgot to add that on the thing.
Yeah, you're 10 minutes.
All right. So the Warren Myers resigned from the library board, and Leona Spies is wanting to be it on it now. She's going to take the place at the Francisville Library or Salem Township. I'll vouch for
it. I'll make a motion to approve the library board.
I got a motion and a second to have the end of the speech on the library board for the remaining of the term. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried.
Please start moving down.
Anything else? Any public comment? Anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn our meeting.
I'll show you.
I got a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Sure. I tried to show it right up.
I like you.